What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn the bail, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5, live if you're listening to us out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7. Or maybe you've gone to, I have to sneeze. Maybe you're going to download us as a podcast at iTunes. It's not the COVID. At iTunes. Fuck iTunes. At your favorite podcasting application. iTunes, if it still exists. I don't fucking know. Wherever we should be and we're not, give us a holler and we'll get there.
Wherever we should be and we're not.
Country song.
Oh, is that really?
No.
By who?
It sounds like a country song.
Luke Bryant.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of your ear hole time.
Yes.
We're going to be here for a couple hours, talking about shit and shit and shit.
Ooh.
And the shit administration.
Oh, yes.
The shit virus.
Oh, yeah.
And the shit job the administration is doing against said shit virus.
Listen.
Or did.
Oh, yes. We've got lots of shit here.
Yeah.
Just shit.
I would say the shit show, but I think that's copywritten by a group that does a show.
Welcome to the shit show. That was Andy Dick's show on Sirius XM.
Oh, that's right. But wasn't there also a shit show at one of the Ren Fairs?
Yeah. They actually, it was like puppetry of the penis, except they use shit.
Actually, it's a mud show.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
But those guys travel around and do.
Oh yeah,
all kinds of
probably
all kinds of Renaissance fairs.
Some scientists would tell you that there is shit in all mud.
Oh, undoubtedly.
So
yeah,
you know, you're not safe from that ever.
Probably not.
Right.
Thanks for joining us on that note, everybody. Tweet us during the show. Join us on social media at Crab Diving. CRABDIVING. Or we're on the Facebook, Crab Diving, and Instagram, occasionally, Crab Diving.
That's right.
You may see intern pictures there
and
stuff like that
on
the Facebook.
That's right.
Let's strap in, everybody. Ooh. Strap on. Do whatever you like.
Depending, Florida. Depending.
Let's see what's going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and congratulations, everybody. We are in a death spiral.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
I wonder if Sarah's social distancing up in Wasilla. I wonder if she's in Wasilla. They're getting the divorce, aren't they?
Oh, that's right. What's her husband's name? Trick?
Twat. Twant.
Twactum.
No, those
what
are
is
kids.
His name?
Her husband is
Dirk. I think it's Fuckstick.
Todd?
Yeah, it is Todd. It's Todd.
Which is equivalent to Fuckstick. No offense to anyone listening to us that may be named Todd.
Yeah, sorry, Todd. Me and Todd are getting divorced. It's real surprising. We used to go to parties, and my son Track would take his shirt off and beat the fuck out of everybody while he left his baby in the stretch limo.
Todd, that's not short for anything. That's just the name, right? It's just,
Toddrick.
It's just Todd.
Toddington.
Interesting.
It's a shitty name. I mean, it's not, if anybody's listening, named Todd. I mean, it's just like...
Right.
Don't be like, Swillow.
Would it ever?
It was from that incident that you described. Where he took his shirt off at somebody's party and tried to beat the hell out of the host.
Don't cuss, Willow. Your older brother's out there assaulting someone.
And obviously premeditated, because he took the time to take off his fancy new white shirt and hand it to someone before he then launched into...
What are you going to do? One time I was trying to hold a comedian friend of mine back from beating the shit out of someone, and I it was in a parking lot. This is horrible. This guy, this asshole redneck, was at a show, and he was making some homophobic remarks towards one of our friends, and my friend, who shall remain nameless, he has a lot of nice watches. That's important for the story. But this guy is he's a small guy, but he likes to fight. And he jumped up and just hit this dude in the chest so hard that was picking on our friend. The guy stumbled back into some tables, and then they started pushing each other. And then we finally got our friend to calm down and quit beating up the guy. And then he calmed down, and then he said, you know what? Fuck this. Hold my watch. And he gave me his watch, and he went and he beat the guy some more, and we finally got him to stop.
I remember the hold my watch story.
Hold my watch! It's Florida! Hold my watch.
Let's see what's going on in the old headline-aronies, and see what the lamestream media thinks is important.
Literally, it went like this. He went, hold my watch, and everybody, we all were like, no! Just like that. The guy beat him up some more and left, but oh, it was horrible, but the guy was saying some shitty things, you know, F-word this and that, and my friend just didn't like it, so I beat him up.
There you go.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Quarantine Zone.
So fucking deep.
Pensacola, Florida, dateline April 14th, 2020.
The year of our non-existent, useless fucking lord!
Making sure the windows are fully closed. These are your headlines, everybody.
Yes.
This is the commie pinko liberal. Huff-po.
Ooh, zut alors.
The it says ghost cabinet. Trump secretaries vanish in crisis.
Did they vanish, or are they that frail? Ooh, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that they're vampiric.
Maybe they got. Maybe they all evaporated over to Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Not evaporated. I forgot the word they use.
Evaporation? They don't evaporate in a...
Apparate?
I don't know. You know, is it not Chris? Stephen Fry put out a Harry Potter book where he read it. It says you can listen to Stephen Fry read a Harry Potter. The only reason I bring that up is because we mentioned Harry Potter just now. And the only thing I could add to the conversation. Well, you want me to talk about that guy beating the shit out of that other person?
Did you see any of the movies ever?
No, I saw the musicals. They were good.
The musical Harry Potter? That I don't even know exist?
I'm a Slytherin! I don't know. No, why don't they exist?
Huh?
Why don't they exist?
Well, I mean, give it time.
Yeah.
Give it a minute.
Are we all... I mean, how would that work, though? How are you going to go rehearse a musical? Do you realize
what
that...
Do you mean, how are you going to go... Well, I mean, we've got to wait for this COVID thing to be over with.
Well,
But it may take longer than ones expect.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that. You know, viruses, I don't know how they think or what their life is like, but us humans... We are biased because things generally start and things generally end.
Okay.
So this started because of that. Our brains just assume that it's going to end. Maybe it won't. I mean, maybe this is the answer. Maybe we all stay inside. I mean, that sucks.
I think it's going to be longer than we'd like, but I don't think it's going to be forever. They'll find a... Well, treatments and a vaccine for it. But then it may be the next one up for bat. So
yeah, you said Ebola.
But we just need to
Ebola.
Be, I don't know, maybe have a task force? There's an idea.
Shut up, pussy.
Maybe have someone ready to go just in case.
No. Come on. No. This is working out great. See, he planned for the fucking pandemic. He fucking golfed. He oogled a vanker. He had happy meals. He had executive time. Everything worked out.
Trump's cabinet, it says the White House has tried to reassure the public that it's on top of the pandemic, declaring an all hands on deck effort. Yet as the disease has ripped through the country, many of President Donald Trump's cabinet members have been largely absent or have failed to use the powers of their agencies to respond to a crisis that has shut down the economy and killed more than 20,000 Americans.
They are jumping ship. They're jumping ship. They got the best lifeboats on the Titanic, and they are getting the fuck out of there. Right?
A few cabinet secretaries, Steve Mnuchin at Treasury, Alex Azar at Health and Human Services, for example, are on the new task force, the coronavirus task force, are in the thick of it, but... It says the disjointed approach from cabinet is consistent, however, with the White House's lack of any clear plan for ending the crisis.
Well, wait, you're wrong though. They don't have a plan, and they've also not really done anything.
White House's lack of any clear plan.
Well, plan, but they.
Oh, right.
But there's having a plan.
Trump shut down China.
Shiner.
What's wrong with you?
But he didn't. But he didn't, though.
Well, not totally.
I mean, and the guy has no plan, and he's also done nothing because NPR, they went and reviewed a lot of shit he said at these news conferences, like, hey, everybody's going to get testing. We have a deal with CVS to get testing, blah, 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 blah. None of that. None of that is going on. There's no deal with CVS.
So, Chris Liu, one of President Obama's labor secretary, he was in the cabinet.
Yeah.
He said every few months, senior White House staff and cabinet secretaries would get together in a big room, go through exercise. This is under Obama. Let me know if you think this is happening now.
They would get
together in a big room, go through exercises about what to do in situations like an earthquake or a failure of the power grid, in addition to dealing with real crises like the H1N1 flu pandemic.
You know, the deal is this guy doesn't like being president. So he doesn't like doing presidential things like that.
Well, he likes the pomp of being president.
Oh, yeah,
he likes
yeah.
to, he loves his rallies.
Happy
but
meals.
The
Ivanker.
What you listed earlier.
You know, but Obama probably enjoyed this. If I was president, I'd be like, yeah, we're doing a drill. If there's a meteor that hits the earth, that's the drill we're doing. You know?
Lou said there were two key components that made the Obama team work. Continuity among the political appointees. In other words, don't fire everybody.
Okay.
And a willingness to trust career civil servants. Again,
yeah.
Get out of here. Wait, who are you? Obama hired you? Get the fuck out of here.
They gutted the place.
Right.
They fucking gutted the place. They made government smaller, but filled it with people that are less, what is the word I'm looking for? Less competent. It's not a great plan.
The president has also decimated the ranks of career civil services servants, questioning federal bureaucrats' loyalty, denigrating their work, and just generally trying to make their lives so miserable that they quit. Ideally, these people should be some of the greatest resources for the White House.
Yes.
But Trump views them as a threat. That's the deep state.
That's crazy. What the fuck, Donald?
Well, because it's a challenge to the authoritarianism. It's a challenge to the white supremacy that
yeah.
Stephen Miller and Steve Bannon
Oh, yeah.
Are still
God
rubbing their taints over.
What was Bannon's job? I'm sorry. It's just not fair. I'm just thinking about that's like the worst YouTube show ever. Steve Bannon and Stephen Miller rub their taints simultaneously. But what was Steve Bannon's job? He was like head Nazi or
probably sounds like Velcro ripping apart.
Yeah. Apologize to Velcro.
So there you go. I mean, then they go through who and what people are doing specifically.
Yes.
Eugene Scalia, labor.
Okay.
Ben Carson, HUD.
Yay.
God, you never hear Secretary of the Interior, Dave Bernhardt. That's pretty scary. You don't hear about him. That means it's very frightening.
That means he's got a cave somewhere with lots of fires and daggers and dead animals and all kinds of weird fucking shit.
Took over for Zinke, right? The horse riding guy?
Yeah.
Andrew Wheeler, EPA, yay. Also terrifying.
He's a coal guy, right?
Elaine Chao, nothing to see there.
Fucker
no
of Mitch.
Whatsoever.
That she has sex with Mitch McConnell.
I don't believe that.
Holy God. Write a book, Elaine.
Sonny Perdue, agriculture. Then they go on.
He's a chicken guy.
To basically detail their inaction.
Right.
And invisibility, various invisibilities during this crisis.
You know, and just think about, like, how many books have come out just about life in the White House where it's not like the only remarkable through line is that the White House is motherfucking crazy.
Yes.
Fear. What's the other one? There's another one. Another good one, too.
I can't. Well,
the Watergate guy.
Right, right.
He wrote Fear, right?
Everything Trump touches dies.
Oh, yeah.
Is good. Rick Wilson. God, I forget the.
Well, you know,
yeah.
Well, then name all the Obama books about the crazy Obama White House, would you? Just name
well,
some.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
What are your favorites?
No drama, Obama.
Is it true? Is it true? Somebody wrote a book about the day Michelle decided to not wear sleeves.
We've got over the Drudge Report. Boo. They've got the story that. Yesterday's ridiculous Trump show, which I guess is probably starting right about now. Usually it's 420. Right. Oh, happy 420. Everybody.
Happy 420. Everybody lick a doorknob.
420 live here at Crab Diving Studios in the middle western.
Yes.
Well, the mid southwest.
By the way,
middle.
I was kidding. I don't want anybody out there to go lick a doorknob. You're already doing that. It's Florida.
Among other things, yeah.
You seen a lot of social distancing out the window right now? Well, I mean,
it's no. Well, no.
Car.
Today's tweet.
Yes.
One of them.
Okay, car.
Maybe one of the crazier that we've seen.
But yesterday was crazy.
Well, it was.
Okay.
Trump was challenged a couple of times.
Yes.
About what he can do as far as opening up the country, and he can't.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He can't. Here's a question. here you go. This
the
is
dog
yesterday.
Is just chewing the shit out of that.
By your understanding of your authority vis-a-vis governors, just to be very specific. For instance, if a governor issued a stay-at-home,
when you say my authority, the president's authority,
not mine, because it's not me. This is when somebody's the president of the United States, the authority is total.
And that's not true.
What about Schoolhouse Rock? I'm just a bill up here on Capitol Hill, and the bill has to go through a whole bunch of bullshit, and then part of that process, it goes to the White House and either gets signed or vetoed or something, but that doesn't sound like total fucking authority to me, according to fucking Schoolhouse Rock,
well,
bitch.
Well, yeah, this is the problem with Bill Barr, because Bill Barr has this fucked up authoritarian unitary executive What is fucked his up view of the incorrect
up view his day,
of
right?
the Constitution that that somehow the executive can do whatever the fuck he wants and is basically untouchable for 4 years, no matter what he does.
Yeah,
except if he gets impeached.
Right. You know, Bill Barr to me is very problematic because that Opus Dei shit to me seems so extreme. Yeah. It's such a pain in the ass thing to, I don't even know what it
if
means.
If you're in a secret club, okay, in a kind of secret club.
Yeah.
There's something going on there.
It's more secret than the club that shuffles around the child molesters.
Well, and
correct?
Opus Dei doesn't like reform. They don't like progressiveness. They don't like they want the masses to be Latin again. They want priests to be able to finger whatever they want.
I think they have that. But what do they like? If you're okay, hi, I'm Bill Barr. I'm Opus Dei. What do I do for that? Like. What do I do? Do I pray differently or do I ejaculate into holy water every morning? What's my plan?
Well, there's certain nipple adornments that one must wear.
Bring in the nipple acolytes! Ching, ching. Are they little symbols?
And they dance together.
You got little nipple symbols?
They dance with each other and they bump moobs. Ching, da, 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 da,
you
da,
can't.
Ching,
da, no, da, da, I'm sorry. Ching. I'm going to have to. No, you're wrong there. No mood bumping. It's a new time. This is social distancing. You have to do that on
it is
Zoom.
Metal to metal. I mean, just don't,
COVID lives on metal.
Touch your eyes after you touch your little titty symbols.
And also, if you're out in the cold, please don't try to lick his nipple symbols so that your tongue will stick to it like in that movie.
So here's Trump's the rest of this. You have absolute power.
My authority, the president's authority.
Not mine, because it's not me. This is when somebody's the president of the United States, the authority is total. And that's the way it's got to be.
Your authority is total.
It's total. It's total. And the governors know that.
So if
the governors know that. Now you have a couple of bands excuse me. You have a couple.
Could you rescind that order?
You have a couple of bands of Democrat governors, but
he won't answer. It's like, can you rescind that order? What if a governor, if a state says stay home, can you rescind that order? The answer is no. He cannot.
We're just trying to not get the COVID, dickhead. And right now, staying home is the only thing to do about it, right?
Well, yeah, and he's got fucking Bill Barr. With a bow playing Trump's pubic hair like a fucked up cello.
Oh yes, or a perfect cello. Yeah. Who knows? Those might be great. It might produce some great pitch.
And then he can slam his.
I think what you're saying
is breast percussion together.
If you broke Bill Barr up into parts, he would make a better orchestra than an AG.
One man orchestra, yeah.
Yeah.
Stay a few feet away from the bassoon.
Oh yes.
bassoon.
Don't you mean reed piccolo?
Oh, your brother's haircut is
shit.
Crazy.
Oh, I know.
Crazy military looking.
Well,
that's the intern who's very excited that Ryan's brother is outside the window.
Does she recognize him?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, she likes to. Well,
you
mean
get the shit and come back in? Or just,
what?
You mean go get the stuff and... Nah, just let him leave.
It might have to be.
Oh, yeah.
So, here's the rest of this clip that...
Just calm down, buddy.
Yeah, take a break.
It's my brother.
Did you rescind that order?
You have a couple of bands of Democrat governors, but they will agree to it. They will agree to it. But the authority of the president of the United States having to do with the subject we're talking about is total.
Not true. Not true. I like the way he slipped in having to do with the subject. So
yes.
He can waddle out of whatever. But
he does have power. He's not using it. He has power to coordinate. It's that he declared a national emergency, right? Or a state of emergency or the land of confusion, whichever. And does it, Can't he use the might of the White House to shuffle fucking ventilators around and to get people fucking PPE and shit like that?
See, he's leaving.
Right.
I'm gonna
get a mohawk. I mean, we're just inside. Who cares?
So Trump,
you want a mohawk?
No. Trump, that was yesterday.
Yes.
He got a lot of pushback for that.
Yes.
And then today,
total. It sounded like when he was saying total over and over again, he was at some board where it was a bunch of buttons that launches missiles, and he's just banging it, console with his angry fists.
Oh, yeah.
Total, well, you know, launch.
He's laying in bed, hate watching Mika and Joe, and looking over his big, fat, hairy gut with Happy Meal crumbs all over it and greasy French fry fingers. And then, like Gollum climbing over a rock, Stephen Miller comes over his taint and his thighs. He's like, "Master, oh yes, you have total power, Master."
Does Stephen Miller Gollum live in Schindler's G.I. Tract?
I apologize to Gollum.
I apologize to Lord of the Rings. That's my faith. How dare you?
Was I talking about?
Trump.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So here's Trump, his tweet today.
Yes.
Which is, again, one of the bat shittier.
Is it crazy?
Tweets. I'm trying to find it. Here we go.
A twat.
Oh, God. The Democrats. Scrolling down.
The Democrats. I saw somebody on Facebook complaining about Obama. Obama didn't do anything. Marriage equality, Affordable Care Act,
I keep seeing the rapist thing about Joe. About Joe from the Bernie Bros.
Well, I mean,
what about a serial rapist?
A serial rapist? And let me tell you something. Whatever, okay? These are the same people who will sit around and defend Bill Cosby and pretend like that act that rapist Bill Cosby did on that dentist thing was the best thing on the fucking planet. Get the fuck out of here. Here, let me do Bill Cosby for you. There you go.
7 hours ago, his first tweet of the day, sitting on the pot, probably.
Oh, yes.
I've seen.
Oh, God bless you. Hey, and for anybody here that's wondering, at Vile Experience,
these allergies.
You just sneezed correctly.
I closed my eyes so my eyeballs don't
blow
out.
Well, yeah, that your body does that to protect you.
Right.
But you sneezed into the crook of your elbow.
Oh, yes.
So that's right. Unless you're square dancing, then that's the worst.
Oh, right.
What if you allemand?
7 hours ago, we tweeted, "The Democrats don't want to approve more money for our great workers under the incredibly successful paycheck plan. Replenish account now!" Exclamation point. Well, no, the Democrats want some extra shit.
Yes.
That we need.
Well, extra shit?
Yeah, like some extra money for the states to help them with mail-in voting come election time. Republicans are like, "Well, now hold the phone there, partner."
Yeah, well, the thing is, the more people vote, the less Republicans you're going to have.
Not it at all. We're concerned about fraud.
Oh, yes. Yes. We're in a death spiral. Who wants to fuck?
Now he's mad at Cuomo again.
Cuomo.
Because Cuomo gave an interview when he was asked about this ridiculous comments that he made.
Oh, yeah.
About he can.
I heard it.
The Trump can.
Who
is it? Hayes? Was it Chris Hayes? Was
Cuomo.
It was either Ari Melber, Chris Hayes, or I don't think it was Rachel last night that interviewed him on the phone, Cuomo. But he was like, basically, Trump's full of it.
Yeah.
Trump's full of shit. I don't know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, Cuomo's whole thing, right, is that there was some sort of funding that New York State was disqualified from that was bullshit, and it was purely political why they didn't get that funding. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And God, I wish I could name what it was, but anyway, they didn't get this money they should have gotten, and Cuomo's pissed.
Cuomo said he would refuse and challenge any order from Trump to reopen New York's economy if it put residents' health at risk.
Listen, Donald, you don't... Nightmare broadcaster Rachel Maddow made a good point, I think, last week. She said that your path on this is easy. You put someone in charge of this. And if it goes bad, you fire them. You love that. Put somebody in charge. Have a COVID czar. Make it Cuomo. Make it Inslee.
Here's Cuomo this morning on CNN, a different interview.
President Trump, as you know, said yesterday at the White House press briefing that, quote, the president calls the shots. Governors can't do anything without the approval of the president of the United States. Your reaction?
We had this argument. It was done a long time ago. People by the name of Hamilton and Jefferson and Madison and Washington, and they concluded this. They wrote a document that's called the Constitution of the United States, and it is an explicit...
Article 2 says I can do everything I want. That's what they tell me.
Oh, man.
Article 2.
I love Cuomo. Did you ever hear his brother... it was like last weekish, grilling him about whether or not he's going to run for president. His brothers,
their interviews are great.
Oh, they really are.
They're some other journalists are questioning the journalistic integrity of
them. Yeah, yeah.
Well, but what are you going to do? It's your brother.
Is in there, and listen,
we know what we're going to get when Chris Cuomo interviews Andrew. And actually, he may be able. I've never watched all of them. Maybe there's times where he's been able to ask a hard question easier than someone else.
He kept asking him, "Are you running for president?" And Cuomo would say something kind of funny about their childhood. He goes, "You didn't answer my question." You know? I don't know. But I kind of think, I don't know. I mean, Cuomo, however you feel about him talking to his brother, I don't know. It's nice. It makes you feel like the world isn't completely fucking ending, and I don't know. But the way Cuomo talks about the coronavirus makes you feel like he knows something about it.
Right.
Like, he can walk you through the numbers. He knows where all the ventilators are going in New York. He was rattling off how many mayors he had in New York State. Yeah. Rattling off all kinds of fucking facts, which shows that he's engaged in what he's doing. I would say Trump doesn't know anything.
And it is an explicit and intricate balance of power between the federal government and the state governments. And it says the federal government does not have absolute power. It says the exact opposite that the president said. It says that would be a king. We would have had King George Washington, and we didn't have King George Washington, and we don't have King Trump. We have President Trump. And remember, the colonies...
King Trump trending today, by the way.
Created the federal government. The states created the federal government, not the other way around. We have the 10th Amendment that is explicit. Certain responsibilities are state responsibilities. Health, welfare, quarantine, those are health responsibilities. Yeah. So the president should not even think of going there. That would be divisive and political, and it would be totally contrary to everything we've been trying to do by working in a cooperative fashion.
God, I'm so sorry to interrupt. But, you know, Obama would have, or Hillary most likely would have been on the phone, and the conversations with Cuomo would have been something like, what do you need?
Right.
What do you need?
The conversations with every governor, Republican or Democrat, would have been, what do you need?
No.
Hey guys, what have you done for me lately?
Push back. Because if Hillary's talking to Ronda Rousey, she's like, not what do you need? You need to do this, dickhead, and you need to do that.
Probably, yeah.
You're going to fucking kill us, you fuck. Why were you on TV with one fucking glove and a hand without a glove?
But there wouldn't be a Ronda Racist if there wasn't a Trump.
Why? We're capable of electing a dickhead Republican.
Right. I mean, we went from Rick Scott to racist, but...
God, people are telling me, like, I was...
But Hillary might have, who knows? People might have started liking the public option of Obamacare. People might have started liking
Andrew Gillum would have fucking won.
$15 an hour minimum wage and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see Lindsey and some of the boys in the Senate are they're now pissed that they want to go back and revise that that dollar amount down. Remember the one they agreed to where it might give people a few extra dollars than they actually even made when they were employed on unemployment? Oh, my God.
You know, I think that our leaders, and I don't want anything like this to ever happen, but I think that they think that what happened to those evil, corrupt motherfuckers that were ruling Ukraine can't happen here. Like, that can't happen here. They think people eventually won't go out in the streets, COVID or not, and just burn this place down.
Well, it'll end up like Hungary or Brazil, where it's just more and more. Like now, I mean, Orban had himself declared king, basically, because of COVID.
And it's not that complicated, right? If you want to declare yourself king.
Not if you've got authoritarian whorebags that are not representing the people.
Did Viktor Orban have a Mitch Roll McConnell? Over.
Probably, sure. Yeah, I mean, they all.
Did Viktor Orban have a Shelby? I'm just kidding. She just looked at me like, you're next, motherfucker.
Here's the rest of Cuomo.
Yes.
But practically speaking, if President Trump orders you to reopen New York on some date, what do you do?
If he ordered me to reopen in a way that would endanger the public health of the people of my state, I wouldn't do it. And we would have.
That's bullshit. I could just see him watching this. Oh, he's so pissed off. That's such bullshit. Fuck him. I'll show him.
Cuomo answers every question like that. You ask him a question and then he restates a question very slowly. And then he gives his answer very quickly. I won't do it.
He's got to think about it.
To reopen in a way that would endanger the public health of the people of my state, I wouldn't do it. And we would have a...
Well, that's actually a good discourse tactic because you restate the question to let them know that you've understood what the question is.
Right.
Ow!
I mean, yeah, it is a great tactic.
Fucking dog.
It's also reasonable. It's also reasonable. I was going to make a dumb fucking... You know, remember when Obama got elected? I remember Bill O'Reilly, the first time.
Dildo,
the guy, didn't he throw his wife down the stairs? Something like that.
Choked her and dragged her down the stairs. I don't believe he.
I'm sorry. I got that incorrect. Okay. He made the point that Obama was boring. Because Obama would get a question and he wouldn't yell that I'm a king, I have total power, and throw a hissy fit. Obama would pause. And in that pause, he would think. And then when he was done thinking, he would put the words that he thought about in his brain. He would shoot him out of his fucking mouth into the ether. And that's a boring process.
Yes.
But it's a better process than what we have.
Well, yeah. We could do with some improvements.
Oh, yeah. Great. Are you saying you have criticisms of our federal government?
I do. Okay. And our state and local governments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here. Oh.
I think there should be, jungle primaries. And right. I think ranked voting would solve a lot of our probs.
Right. Well, yeah. And
get rid of that two-party hold on. There's no fucking where in the Constitution that says we have to have two parties. Nowhere. Show me.
And why? I still don't understand.
It's like capitalism. That's why we have two parties, because two of them got really big, and that was it.
Now they're too big to fail.
Right.
That's what it. They're too big to fail.
And that's why we have to fight with Bernie Bros.
Because
we can tell them to fuck off, and we're going to form a coalition with somebody who's halfway in between us and Bernie Bros or whatever, because there'd be a bunch of different smaller parties.
But it seems like our government is situated in a way that there are people that think the best thing to do is to pull a Thelma and Louise and drive into a canyon.
Right.
And there are people that want us not to do that. But like it's hard to I don't know why it's so hard to grasp. We don't want another 4 years of Donald Trump.
Correct.
There is no way you could make the case that Biden would be the same or worse. Or the same.
Right.
I mean, if you don't like Biden, think about who he's going to... What? Who would be in Biden's White House?
Oh, shit. I just lost...
Not Steve Mnuchin.
I just lost the clip.
If Biden is the next president, will Stephen Miller retain his job?
I don't think he'll keep him in that position.
Okay.
I think Stephen Miller... I'm hoping Stephen Miller, there's some indictments involved with him.
Yes.
Manslaughter. For kids in cages.
Oh, yeah.
People in cages.
Crimes against fucking humanity.
Yeah.
Letting people die in a fucking jail from the... God, this coronavirus.
Well, that's what Pompeo was mad at the UN for, right? That other group that had the audacity to want to investigate the United States.
Yeah.
For...
you know, there are little bitches out there that have been doing radio for years. And you little bitches, you go, you sit in your chair in your radio and you maybe have what you might want to talk about in front of you, but you just talk and you don't worry about shit. You don't press buttons. You don't do fucking shit. You do it all. You press all the buttons. I don't press one fucking button on this show. You press all the buttons.
That one button sometimes.
Yeah, when you tell me to, but you wrestle with that fucking door too.
Well, I don't have a choice.
Under duress.
I don't have a choice.
Yeah. Don't look at me.
Oh, White House news conference today at 5:45 p.m. Eastern. Thank you. He tweeted 20 minutes ago, so it's running late today. So
huge
it's
ratings.
Just now starting, so maybe we'll get some trickling in.
Yes.
But my favorite tweet.
Twat.
Oh, okay. So then, 7 hours ago, Cuomo's been calling daily, even hourly, begging for everything, most of which should have been the state's responsibility, such as new hospitals, beds, ventilators, etc. I got it all done for him and everyone else, and now he seems to want all capitalized, not all caps, independence, exclamation point. That won't happen, exclamation point.
He's crazy. I mean,
independence.
Yeah, but the thing about the medical supplies and the hospitals is I thought Cuomo made a good point. He was talking about like the, you know, when certain areas peak, they need ventilators and extra hospital beds. You can't run a healthcare system ready to absorb all these victims. You know what I mean? Like everybody's catching the COVID at the same time and they all need to go to the ICU. You can't operate a system that big, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have like 7 field hospitals open all the time.
Right. And shit like that takes time to.
Because that's too big for a local government. That's why the federal government steps in and helps, I guess, you know?
Why aren't they prioritizing restructuring the food chain? Because that's what's happening right now is that you've got farmers and producers are literally destroying their product. Their egg farms are destroying eggs. Milk farms are dumping milk down the drains because nobody's buying it because they're commercial. And the infrastructure is different to get, restaurants, to get bulk places,
right,
their food and their bevies.
Yes.
But, some of the stores are going to start hurting,
right?
But
we were told
they're not getting the food.
No, we were told that we're not going to run out of shit in the stores.
Hopefully, we won't. But that's something that's falling apart in a lot of places. Is now they're dumping all this food because it can't get from A to B, and a lot of it has to do with like packaging and shit like that. Like, there's no infrastructure.
Yeah,
but I'm just like, well, take the corn that's coming from the fields.
Yes.
And
take a right somewhere instead of a left.
Yeah.
And drop it off wherever you're supposed to drop it off. That's what the federal government should be ordering.
They can't do that.
Ordering to happen.
Do you really think they can
with that disaster powers.
But act. Who? Who?
Well, no, that would be beneficial and make sense. And that's the last thing they want. They want government to fail.
They want
this. So that we can keep, they can keep their non-government wet dream alive.
But wait, that won't keep their wet dream alive. Everybody dying doesn't keep their wet dream alive. What keeps their wet dream alive?
Not everybody's going to die. They think they're going to be protected.
Well, they might be right.
They're enjoying the stories where it says, wow, you know, all of a sudden, a lot of the high density African-American and Latino populations that are impoverished in the cities are getting hit really hard. Golly gee willikers, I wonder why.
You know, I have this picture of Vladimir Putin sitting wherever he hangs out. Where does he hang out? Where does he live? Moscow? Mm-hmm. Probably is a nice place, right?
Almost had the penthouse of a theoretical Trump Tower, right?
I imagine when Trump is building a tower in Moscow, Donald, if Vlad is going to let you build a Trump Tower there, he is going to have whatever penthouse he wants in that. I think that's funny that you offered Vlad the penthouse. Vlad was probably like, yeah, I'm going to take it if I want it, dickhead. And by the way, Vlad must have saw this COVID coming. God damn. How lucky. Right?
Who knows what's going on over
God,
there?
God, he fucked us up.
I've got another story. I found that story about what they've been doing for years. John Fugelsang, comedian.
Yes.
Political comedy dude. Tweeted, Cuomo shows up and it's like, oh, daddy's here.
Yes.
Newsom shows up and it's like, oh, likable stepdad is here.
Yeah.
Trump shows up and it's like, oh, racist grandpa took out his dick at the bus stop.
And he's shooting people with his gun. And he's stabbing us.
I mean, it's just
what
jarring.
The fuck?
It's really jarring. And his crowd yesterday loved it. I was reading some tweets and shit. The MAGA crowd loved it. He really, with his video that I think we paid for. With his video, they loved it. Oh, he really schooled the media, didn't he? It's about fucking time.
You know, I have some friends that I saw, they left LA for this outbreak. They were just like, fuck this. And they went to this small place. I don't know how they hope they're okay. They went to this little beach house their family owns in Alabama somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I was like, I guess you're going to take Kay Ivey over Gavin Newsom. Are you on crack?
I'm going to skip the next tweet because we're going to talk about that next.
Yes.
But it's all caps. I just went,
oh, fuck. So you know.
An hour later.
Yes.
This is spectacular. Tell the Democrat governors that Mutiny on the Bounty was one of my all-time favorite movies. A good old-fashioned mutiny every now and then is an exciting and invigorating thing to watch. Especially when the mutineers need so much from the captain. Too easy! Exclamation point.
Too easy?
I don't know what that means.
Is that why? Oh, I was on the Book of Face today, everybody
Captain Bly's trending Mutiny on the Bounty.
They're all talking
trending about
what their favorite version of Mutiny on the Bounty is.
Yeah.
What's yours?
The really old one is
it the one with Charles what's
Lawton?
His name? Lawton, yes. That's everyone's consensus,
classic.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a classic, man. You can't beat Charles Lawton acting the fuck out of that.
I like
shit,
Will
man.
Ferrell's, but that's just me.
Well, you know, it doesn't end well for
anyone.
Captain Bly.
Yeah.
I mean, in the real life, they were put out on a skiff or something and set adrift.
Okay.
They actually managed to survive, though.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being no fucking way and 10 being metaphysical certainty. What are the odds Trump read that book?
Oh, fucking man. He saw the movie. It was something he was
on
Netflix last night. It was like, yeah.
He's like, I can't get through. I need to rape somebody.
So the mutineers won in that movie.
No. Well, that's interesting.
And in real life.
Yes.
They threw the captain and his loyalists off the ship.
Oh, well, wait. I like this analogy.
So, yeah, and once again, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
You know, in this, you know,
and to suggest it's a mutiny, the governors do not report to him in any capacity.
Yeah.
There is no structure for that set up in the Constitution. They right. do not report to him. He cannot tell them what to do.
But why? So they don't have a conflict of interest with the constituents and their king, right?
Right.
We don't want that. You know what's not...
They can tell him to fuck off, and that's what Cuomo's going to do. Fuck off.
Cuomo, I mean, the thing is, he's talked about this. Everybody's sheltering in place, basically. They're locked down in New York. So if they just let people out, then all they did was for nothing. All that was for nothing. If you have a huge...
Right, there might be a bigger surge.
Right. And he said, he said... He was talking about the flu of 1918. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do not. A little before my time.
I was in junior high. That they had a people yeah. were at home, away from it, and then they came out too early, and they had a second wave. We don't want that.
Right.
That's bad.
We would prefer that not to happen.
You know, the thing is, I'm like, wait a second. You're telling me in the Spanish flu in 1918.
But God, Brando was really good too. As,
oh, yeah.
As Captain Bligh.
He was a bad
But
sorry.
Charles Laughton.
No.
Charles Laughton is, you know, kind of, it's that 1930s cartoonish, yeah. over the top theater acting transitioning to film where they didn't quite get the whole realism thing. Some of them, yeah.
Who's crazier? Like a Marlon Brando? Like
wait. Brando's was good, though.
Who's crazier? Like a Marlon Brando, who was around during that? Was that like you had your young, what's the guy? Crazy guy from Anaconda. John Voight. Sort of
this
the same
is pre-Voight. This is yeah. Brando was 60s.
Yeah, okay. I'm just trying to think who's crazier? Like the American actors of the 60s or the American or the British actors of the 60s?
Oh, the British actors.
The British, right. Probably
50s and 60s. Yeah. I mean,
Marlon Brando is crazy as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you read about Errol Flynn and yeah. some of the shit that was going on in
Apocalypse
Hollywood.
Apocalypse Now, though, dude.
Well, that was crazy too. But that was the director. That was
yeah. Coppola. You think if you dropped Errol Flynn in Apocalypse Now?
Oh God,
he'd be crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? You know, this is totally off.
He'd be like, rock on.
You know what was crazy? The set of The Killing Fields. That John Malkovich was in it, a bunch of other people, right. and they shot it in Thailand or something. And
right.
I guess a lot of the crew, they all had, like, they're all leaving, and they all had to say goodbye to their second family.
Oh, great.
Ah! What's that guy? The guy that jumped off. Oh, he's brilliant, too. He killed himself.
Jeez.
But he was in that movie, and he wrote a book about it. It's a great book about the killing fields. Kind of an agoraphobe, a monologist, not really a stand-up. He was also an actor. He did a one-man show. He has this, he's OCD. I can't think of his fucking name. Somebody tweet it. Somebody has to know what I'm talking about. Oh, it's on the tip of my fucking mind. Oh, he's the best. He's dead, but he was the best. He had this whole thing about being, he had a whole bit about, seeing his therapist in LA and he had to park in a
Spalding Gray.
Spalding Gray. Fuck. He wrote a great book about The Killing Fields.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Killed
himself. It sucks.
Oh yeah. He jumped off the Staten Island ferry. He drowned, I guess.
Ugh, God, that sounds like a bad way to fucking go. But you just swim, right? You just swim.
Well, until you're too pooped.
Yeah.
Not if you don't want to.
That's true. There's sharks out there.
a good old fashioned mutiny every now and then. It's our president. Talking about the governors like I guess Cuomo would be Spencer Christian then. Mr. Christian! Mr. Christian!
Oh, yeah. What about this idea? What if Inslee, name off the other governors. Inslee, the governor of Michigan, our governor, not our governor.
Newsom.
Who else?
The adult.
Who's another adult?
I forget the name of the new guy in Illinois.
Pritzker is an adult, big time adult. What if they all got together and they all went as emissaries for us, for the people, and they talked to Trump and said, listen, Donald, why don't you resign and we'll take over. We'll run everything from the White House.
No fucking way.
What the fuck? He is not, Donald Trump is not having fun.
Master, don't listen to them. Don't listen to them.
Is he under a spell like that wizard in Lord of the Rings?
No, he's a fucking asshole. He's a racist narcissist.
Right.
And they play him like a fiddle.
Yes. It sucks.
It's exactly what Bannon wanted.
To the people that, I don't mean to make it about this, hating the people that couldn't vote for Hillary Clinton, but really, I don't know how else to make it about anything else. You still feel good about that decision? Oh my God.
We've got Ricky Gervais. What did he say here?
Maybe something funny.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais is funny as fuck.
What happened to that show, the travel show that he used to do with that other dude? Steven, what's his face? And then that guy, Carl. God, that was funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was a good show. Bring that back.
Idiot Abroad?
You know what would be funny, dude? I want to see how Carl's dealing with this outbreak. He must be losing his shit.
Oh, he was kind of germophobic, wasn't he?
Big time. He didn't like going anywhere or touching. He probably loves sheltering in place.
That might be on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Thanks for those who do buy shit from our Amazon portal.
Hey, Shelby.
Sleeping.
Email Carl, see how he's doing.
Okay. She's working real hard.
Right.
Mutiny on the Bounty. That's our president.
Right. And you know, God, dogs are weird. Could you imagine you're laying on someone's lap, you're trying to bite them, you're playing, but you know, you're biting them, now you're dead asleep. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's a tough life.
Yep.
This other headline to get to with this other Trumpian tweet is really, 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 really good news.
God, look at all those people loading that truck out there. Jesus, go home, everyone. Okay.
The really, really, really good news.
Okay.
Is that those rat fucker Republicans of Wisconsin failed.
Damn.
To get their conservative, crazy lunatic reelected to a second term, 10-year term, to the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Was that the main, reason they they kept the elections going because of that?
That's the reason. They tried desperately. First, they wanted to have a special election.
Yes. Just for this guy.
Right. And they were like, no. Why would we do that? We'll have it on the day that the primary is and we don't have to spend the money. These are Republicans who want to save money, remember?
Oh, yes. Absolutely, Pat.
But they're like, we got to have a special election because they knew what the numbers were starting to look like. And they know that special elections, nobody shows the fuck up, which means they'd win.
That is always their strategy. They don't anyone to show the fuck up.
So then they decided, the governor said, well, we're in the middle of this COVID shit. We're going to postpone it for a month or two.
Okay.
And the Republican-led legislature said, who, by the way, failed in the courts, or the lawsuit, the governor won in the courts against these assholes because they were the ones who tried, after Scott Walker lost,
they were the ones who tried to get this guy to vote out. They put together an emergency session and got together to vote all these powers away from the governor.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they roll.
Well, that's
the democratically elected, small d, large d, Democrat governor incoming. The Republicans slithered together in Wisconsin because it's gerrymandered the fuck. All the black people of Milwaukee are divided up into little tiny pieces.
Jeez.
And put into white districts.
Damn. I mean,
where they, you know, that gerrymandering bullshit. So that even though the last state districting races, the Democrats won 60-something percent of the vote, the Republicans have like 60%, won 60% of the districts.
That's
because it's so gerrymandered.
But isn't that, but the grabbing of power after the other guy is elected, didn't that happen in one of the Carolinas? Mm-hmm. Didn't they originate that shit?
They tried there. Failed. So Wisconsin's like, well, you know, we're going to try it anyway.
We might as well. What have we got to lose?
And failed. So the Democratic governor there said, well, I'm going to try to issue a executive order that says we're going to postpone this election. And the legislature, the Republicans were like, you can't do that. That's our job. And sued. And the majority conservative court, Supreme Court of Wisconsin, where it finally ended up, gave it to the fucking Republicans. So they said, you guys got to go out and vote in COVID land, in COVID world.
And you know, but the Democrats, they came out and they voted and they won.
Well, but there were 180 polling places in the Milwaukee area. You know how many of them were open?
Like four, right? Five. Great. So how many polling places?
180 something.
See, like that is insane.
And then I saw.
All I'm thinking is, okay, people are dispersed at 100 different polling places. That's got to be better.
They waited in lines for hours.
Isn't that worse for the virus, though, for spreading it?
Well, of course.
Everybody goes to the same place.
They don't. The Republicans don't care if people lost their lives to go out and vote.
But
they were hoping it would discourage enough people.
Jesus Christ.
And kudos to the Democrats of Wisconsin and the independents and the Republicans that hate Trump that went out and literally risked their lives to overwhelmingly. She's up by like 8 or 9 points. This wasn't even like a nail biter to overwhelmingly elect a very liberal, progressive Democrat, Jill Karofsky.
Right.
And they got the fuck Daniel Kelly the fuck out of there.
Right. I mean, just think about it. Like, there surely, because of that, there will be, don't you think there were,
I'm sure there's spread? people are gonna catch it who wouldn't have.
They're gonna fuck, people are going to die because the Republicans and had to have this
election.
A lot of the
judges were like, I'm not going to work the polls.
Yeah.
The volunteers were like, well, and who are all the volunteers at all these
older
things?
People.
Right. So I get it. They're like, I'm not going to sit there.
Fuck
hundreds
no.
of people coming and touching my pen and shit. So that's how they ended up with only five open. But then I saw some, I don't know if this is confirmed, but I saw anecdotal stories from friends of mine in Wisconsin who said that the Republicans managed to use National Guardsmen to help open the important polling places in the rural areas where the white people are.
Oh, yeah. Shit,
but
yes,
they could only manage five polling places in Mill fucking Walkie.
They want to kill us. They want to kill us.
But kudos to the brave Wisconsinites who said, fuck you, Republicans. They're pissed. They were a lot of tweets I'm seeing and a lot of the messages. People are fucking pissed the fuck off.
They had to go out in this shit. I saw the pictures.
Right. So Trump's upset that his boy lost. He tweeted a couple of times about, you know, go out and vote.
Make sure you vote for Kelly. He's great.
But that doesn't work, though, historically, right?
It hasn't been. And so now he's upset because there were a lot of grassroots, when they found out what was going on, a lot of people found out ways to help people request a absentee ballot and get it in quickly enough.
Okay.
So a lot of people were helping organize and help others get their ballots in. There was no fraud. They're just,
to have a witness, right? That was part of this whole story.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now Trump is calling it ballot harvesting.
Absolutely.
Going out and encouraging people to vote and helping them do so they don't have to wait in line to get COVID is called ballot harvesting, according to Trump. All caps. Get rid of ballot harvesting. It is rampant with fraud. The USA must have voter ID. The only way to get an honest count. He voted by mail.
Trump voted
by
mail.
In the last election.
You know what, dude?
Voted by mail. By the way, every single current SCOTUS or SCOE, Supreme Court of Wisconsin member voted by mail in this last election. And the conservative majority said, you have to go to the poll,
people.
Fuck you. But I'm going to vote by mail.
Also,
I'm a white conservative in Wisconsin.
When they held the vote, whether or not they're going to have the election, didn't they do it over Skype?
Mm-hmm.
They won't even get together. But they're going to make the whole state go to 5 different polling stations.
Well, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. They lost.
Yep.
And Trump's shitting his depends over it. All caps.
And this is why, and he's going to lose in 2020, and this will be his narrative.
Who cares?
They
it's going to be big enough that nobody's going to give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I think the word on the street is that a lot of the Republicans, the cowardly whorebags who are complicit and should be investigated, in the Senate especially, are gonna be happy he's gone. Finally.
But they might be gone too. I mean, it's hard to compare this to anything.
Well, the ones that are hanging around, right, like Rubio and Scott Walker, Rick Scott.
The election after Nixon resigned, wasn't there a big, wasn't there a blue wave? Didn't a lot of Republicans, weren't they voted out? Like it was a landslide.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
it's going to be worse this time, according to the numbers.
Worse in a good way.
For him. Worse for Trump.
Worse for Trump. But yeah, think about what it takes for the Republicans to be done with him. We thought it would be, they're going to get what they want out of him.
But they're only going to be done with him when he's gone.
They were supposed
to. Nobody's going to stand up to him.
Yeah.
Between
disgusting.
Now and November.
Nobody's standing up to this guy, but the Republicans are making people go out and vote in this shit. And they don't even do vote by mail in November. Are we going to be done with this shit in November? Are we going to be done with a pandemic in November?
Probably not.
Do we
all? We might be in second wave territory.
This is bad.
Yeah, this person tweeted, reconcile these two statements. When somebody's president of the United States, the authority is total. That's the way it's got to be. Statement 2, I take no responsibility at all.
Yeah. Jeez.
All their authority, no responsibility. That's great.
That they're in opposition. Those two things are in opposition. Unless
that's very capitalist.
And it's also
all the authority, no responsibility.
And it's also very insane.
Well, yeah.
He's crazy. God, nobody can stand up to this. I can't believe this. No one can stand up to this piece of fucking shit bully. Because why? They're afraid their deplorable voters will turn on them? Dude, nobody can leave the house. We're in a pandemic. Tell him to fuck off.
But imagine they think it was, it did succeed in keeping some people from the polls, obviously. Imagine what it would have been.
If there was no pandemic.
If there was no fuckery, if there was no pandemic. They would have been
decimated.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
By the way, Joe Biden won bigly.
Okay.
For the primary. It doesn't matter now. But and Trump, who the Republican Party congratulated Trump for winning an uncontested primary in
Wisconsin. Didn't like, I mean, I don't, I'm not an expert on bean snapper politics, but I mean, didn't the Republican, the last
bean snappers is an adult, gentleman's club.
Was that polling place open
in Appleton, Wisconsin? What
was that polling place open
near Appleton, Wisconsin?
You know, but didn't that didn't they just have a Nazi run for something in Wisconsin, or was that Illinois?
Oh. And he's running again.
Is he really?
He's trying to, yeah, and they're trying to figure out a way to keep him from running as a Republican.
There's nothing scarier than an optimistic Nazi.
They kind of can't.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wait, the Nazi is running for the Republican Party as a Republican.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Be clear on that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Why? Why not a Democrat?
We have to put in place an infrastructure, not just here at home, but globally, that allows us to see it quickly, isolate it quickly, respond to it quickly.
That was when Obama put together that that panel to prepare for pandemic.
Hey, the babysitter's here. The babysitter's drunk. The babysitter's hopped up on Adderall. The babysitter's a big racist. He likes to rape. But hey, we're leaving anyway. Sorry. That's how the election... America, we're leaving. They shouldn't have left. The Obamas should not have left. That wasn't right.
Over at the independent.co.uk.
Hello!
King Trump thinks he can scare us into submission. But New York has had the power all along, it says.
Yeah, I mean, New York, just think about it. See, this is what is wrong
and
with
California, the biggest economy in the country.
Why don't
the fifth biggest economy on its own in the world, California, BT Dubs.
Here's why our government sucks. California has an awesome governor. New York has an awesome governor. Washington has an awesome governor. Alabama has a shit governor. Florida has a shit governor.
Still. No stay-at-home order in Alabama.
What the fuck? It's just statewide. Over there.
No statewide order in Alabama.
God
as
damn
I
it. You know, and I...
Kay Ivey said, we're not California.
You're not.
But she means, like, the evil leftist Nazis taking over, telling you you're taking your freedoms away.
Hey, listen, I would say this, Kay. You probably have more pictures in the yearbook in blackface than Gavin Newsom has. And by the way, another thing, any of you Republican lunatics doing blackface, you make sure you're not using black paint from the same container because you can spread the COVID that way.
Oh, don't share paintbrushes.
Yeah, they probably know that.
Taint brushes.
Wait. They don't have any stay-at-home orders in Alabama. They're not like...
They're not concerned.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to tell this story. It's not a story. This little thing, and no names will be named, but I will say this. I refused an invitation to a fucking potluck party. A potluck party? Who the fuck is
but
like...
But only 11 people, right? Wasn't that
11? I just want to say, dude. What makes you think the people?
Oh,
not...
I apologize. It took a while.
Yeah.
But they did finally.
You know what I want to do? I want to go to a party right now in the middle of this pandemic. I want to dip my a ladle into the same bowl of stew that somebody else did and just sop it right up. God,
the stay at home started on the 5th of April, so 9 days ago only. And this asshole, Kay Ivey, 8 hours ago said the stay-at-home order's working.
You know, I
oh boy,
I forgot when this was. I think it was like 13th was a Friday, so you know, like the 15th, 16th of March. I watched some just nightmarish episode of Chris Hayes, And I fell asleep listening to it. And he this guy was on there saying, we are 14 days away from what's going on in Italy. And that really scared the fuck out of me. Because
when New York was 14 days ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But our country, you know.
Right.
So when I hear these stories about doctors having to, you know what? Some people are taking these masks and they're boiling them in. They're letting them steam over hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, yeah.
God damn, man. Florida is going to be a fuck pit of shitdom. I mean, how many cases do we have in Escambia right now?
200 and some, 240, two something in the county.
18 people are in the ICU.
Hospital. We don't have ICU numbers.
Well, I'm just saying we have three big hospitals here. I can't imagine how many ICU beds are in each. I mean, 30? Is that, you worked in hospitals. What is normal?
I don't remember.
No, you weren't billing and shit. I mean, you must know.
Well, yeah, I was a financial guy.
Like 15?
15.
I'm just guessing.
Per hospital?
ICU, when my dad was sick, I was like, I'm trying to.
ICU, there's usually a ward. And a ward. It's, you know, I don't know, 8, 10? Depending on the size of the
hospital. Think about that. This is a mid-sized city. Let's say 10.
And that's not ventilators.
30.
That's just how many beds they have that are intensive care.
How many ventilators do you think they're in Pensacola right now?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, dude. No one's car. Everybody's out licking shit, doing what the fuck ever. It's just not fair. Like, some states have Cuomo, some states have Newsom, some states have Ivy. That system's bullshit.
Did you see here in Florida?
Oh, we live there.
The Florida Surgeon General dude.
Oh, okay.
Was saying, well, you know, we're going to have to practice some kind of social distancing, realistically, until there's a viable vaccine.
Well,
that could be he said that could be a year or more down the road. And at that point, about 30 seconds later, Ron DeRacist's evil spokesperson came out and yanked him.
Oh my God.
Said, well, we're done. We gotta go. Time to end the press conference. Thanks, Doc. Thanks. It's been great having you here.
And see, the difference between us and New York is New York is not, I haven't been in a while. Is it chock full of these fucking rednecks? They're like, I'm going to stand my ground and shoot COVID-19. We're full of idiots that want to go out in the front yard and blow shit up and have bad accidents with their chainsaws and pray to fucking bullshit Jeebus.
Faithless Friday, everybody. Join us on Faithless Friday.
You know, it's just like, what are we guaranteed in the Constitution? Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness.
That's the Declaration of Independence.
Whatever. We are, does Ron DeRacist bring us that? No. Fuck no. It's not fair. It's not fair that California gets Gavin Newsom, and it's not fair that we get Ron DeRacist.
Well, he kind of brings us more to the table because we're white dudes. Who can pretend to be Christian?
That's true.
Out in the wild.
Yeah. But I sort of think we're going to. I just watch Cuomo trying to handle this whole thing in New York and think, God, we're fucked. Because he seems capable. And all I know is over the weekend, Ron DeRacist is waddling around on camera. One glove on, one glove off. Cross-contaminating things with that fucking glove.
What are you laughing at? We haven't heard from the firefighter prophet, Mark Taylor.
Oh, shit.
In a while.
Yay.
He was on one of our other favorite YouTube crazy streamer shows. I don't know if it's on YouTube. I don't know where the fuck they are.
Streamers.
Christopher McDonald.
Okay.
The McFiles. Or whatever the fuck his show is called.
Right. The McFiles.
Here is Prophet Mark Taylor is what the Chiron says under his picture.
Right.
Prophet.
Yes.
Mark Taylor.
That means he's like a fortune teller, right?
Sure.
But for Jeebus.
And Chris McDonald, the host,
right,
says over on the other side where Chris McDonald It looks like he's got a green screen with some weird eagle flag thing behind him.
God, it's so stupid.
Mark Taylor is like in his rec room.
Oh, yeah, jacking off.
Here's Mark Taylor. Mark Taylor is the guy that talks like this.
Look at my sack.
Do not take a vaccine. Anything coming from Bill Gates is not good, folks. I have people tell me, I know what Kim prophesied. I know what Kim Clement prophesied. That can still come to pass. I'm not going to disrespect that in any way. But right now, this guy's being used straight from the pits of hell right now.
You better believe it.
And he's trying to institute a vaccination program with nanotechnology in it. We all know that.
It's not true. It's not nanotechnology. It's an invisible tat that would be able to let health officials know. I'm a little skeevy about it myself. I don't want any government tattoo. Even that's got a little on the skeevy side. But he floated that out there as a suggestion of how we could track those that have been inoculated and who haven't, and those who may be immune and who aren't.
Well, I mean, we're in an extraordinary time, so we're going to hear extraordinary ideas, right? I mean,
right.
I mean, we're fucked. You know, we haven't had anything like this since 1918, right?
Right.
So, I mean, we're going to have to think of some crazy fucking, you know.
Well, cars kill a lot more people every year, Ryan.
You know, I really
people falling over in the shower, hitting their heads, kills a lot more people.
God, I open up my Facebook every morning and I scroll through and it's at least see one of those. Fuck Bill Gates and his vaccines. At least one of those. I mean, God.
It's just got a conglomerate of things in it. This guy's being used for the depopulation agenda.
A conglomerate of things.
I'm going to disrespect that in any way. But right now, this guy's being used straight from the pits of hell right now.
You better believe it.
And he's trying to institute a vaccination program with nanotechnology in it. We all know that. It's just got a conglomerate of things in it. This guy's being used for the depopulation agenda, period. Bill Gates is. So this guy is not good right now. But I'm saying right
now. Depopulization efforts.
Well, I think the depopulization effort is being led by.
Population.
Yeah. Ron DeRacist, Kay Ivey. Who's the fuckstick in charge of Confederacy Month over there?
Mississippi?
Tate Reeves.
Something like that.
All these fuckstick governors, Brian Kemp, didn't know anything. These people are doing the deep. What do you call it? Deep Papa? What?
Depopulization.
And he's like, well, it's being used for
you know, that it's got nanotechnology and like it's like a conglomerate of stuff that's in there. It's
conglomerate.
It's just not.
I heard Lou Dobbs say that the other night. Conglomerate.
Not good right now. But I'm saying right now is this guy is being used to commit genocide. Literal genocide is what this guy's being used for right now.
Bill Gates being used by Satan.
Well, I will say there are times when I've been working with Excel. I have said some horrible things about Bill Gates and I take them all back. I want a vaccine. You know?
Don't take that vaccine. That Bill Gates vaccine. Don't take that vaccine.
Do all these stupid people, do they ever sit there and think, you know what? We all sound the same.
No.
And everybody thinks we're stupid. Wait a second. Am I stupid? This is why, you know, while we're all sheltering in place, if you vote for me, President Pfeiffer, we are going to have mandatory bi-monthly LSD trips just to reset the old noggin. Just to reset the old noggin, let the walls melt, have some fun.
On his happy Jesus is back day broadcast from his office, Rodney Howard Brown.
Oh, my God.
His Easter service.
Oh, yes.
Closed out his broadcast.
Oh.
Thusly.
Okay.
So people are poisoned every day through the food supply. They're poisoned through vaccines, injections. They're poisoned through the food they eat, the water they drink, even the sodas they drink. And I can go on and on and on.
Wait. He's from Alabama, right?
South Africa, Alabama.
No, he lives in Alabama, though, right?
Florida.
Yeah, I know. I just was
thinking. The sodas they drink, And I can go on and on and on. And then the air.
The air.
If they're not poisoned through the food and through the water, they're poisoned through the air.
So what do I
do? So people are
What do I do though? Okay, I don't breathe the air. What do I do? Fucking tongue an exhaust pipe on a Honda? What the fuck?
I think he's talking about, but he's not talking about pollution.
I begin to pray to the Lord. I said, Lord, how is it that we can protect the congregation from the stuff that they are bombarded with?
Science.
Like the food supply. If you know anything about the food supply, they've got all the GMOs in it.
God damn.
And genetically modified food. If you walk into a store in a supermarket, if you could just do that with your finger and all the fake food would be removed, you would be shocked that there probably wouldn't be a lot to eat. And when you look at the labels and you see all the chemicals.
God, what shirt is he wearing?
Well, that's what he's kind of known for. He wears like crazy ass shirts.
You know, we're done for. You know, dude, this is a cross section, is this a good?
So he's asking.
This is Florida.
He's asking his friend in the sky how he could protect his flock from all the horrible shit. How about not having services?
Yeah, and if God existed,
he had to be cited.
Yeah.
To close his fucking church down.
God would say something like this. Hey, dickhead. I supplied you with doctors. I supplied you with science, you fuck. I supplied you with vaccines for these fucked up viruses. I can't control them. I don't know. I started a bunch of shit. I'm not in control of this. So I gave you vaccines. You're ignoring it all. You're dumb. That's what God would say. Or Yoda, whoever you support.
This is very exciting.
Okay.
With a Chiron.
Yes.
That says prophetic words for 2020, two discs DVD set, including shipping and handling $25, broadcasting from apparently his living room.
Hell yeah.
Or office with Lori sitting right next to him.
Bam.
No studio. No geriatrics waddling around, scooting around the studio, running to the bathroom.
But, you know what they have? You know what they have?
What?
Zannies.
Oh.
I'm sure of it.
She does. So now he's upsetty pants. He's actually talking about this colloidal silver shit.
Oh, shit. Dude, you're going to get in trouble.
Where do you think he's coming from?
A
persecution.
Yes, I am.
Christian persecution.
Some of the biggest companies have come against us.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be, I think y'all need to strap in. I think there's going to be a lot of Lori because it's just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the two of them.
I love it.
The biggest companies have come against us.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally have taken our credit card people that buy from online. So we have to have another company to go through. There's two companies. You have a company.
Oh, their bank was like, we're not taking your credit card orders anymore because the FCC is coming after you.
Because they were worried the FCC.
The FTC, yeah.
Would come after them for banking with this crook.
Right.
Well,
for facilitating this fraud.
Well, Jim, what do you expect? What's he?
Online, so we have to have another company to go through. There's two companies. You have a company that does the credit cards, mm-hmm. but then you have another card that processes it.
I don't know who that is. That's somebody online. They must have a toady who's in a different studio.
I thought God was protecting you guys. You guys are pussies. Get together. Hang out.
Maybe that's Jesus. Jesus's connection isn't.
Jesus
really great.
Is even doing Zoom. Yeah. He's like, Jesus is like, I am not coming back now. It's very fucked up.
Does the credit cards, mm-hmm. but then you have another card that processes it. I heard a voice say that.
Yeah. So what's happened is we've had some delays in selecting a new company.
They have taken our money. They won't give it back. And, you know, we're product driven. That's what the harmonist has been.
One second. Hey, Jim and Lori, we know you're product driven. We get it, right? And we know that. They're trying to sell this horrible powdered shit, right?
Sure.
Oh, why didn't they? You know, if you're product driven, why didn't you think for 2 seconds? Damn! If I say that colloidal silver cures coronavirus, and by the way, herpes and AIDS and all kinds of ED, they said that too. Maybe I might get in some trouble with people, like in terms of fraud and shit. And I'm product driven. So maybe I should be careful to not do shit like that.
And one of the big things we do, besides win souls to Christ, mm-hmm. we try to get people prepared for
right.
crisis.
That's right.
That's right.
We try to get people prepared for crisis.
And Lori's like, a crisis would be me running out of pills.
In addition to winning people over to Christ.
Win souls to Christ. Mm-hmm. We try to get people prepared for
right.
crisis.
That's right. So we're asking you to please bear with us as we are, you know, working on finding another form of giving. And so we do know that a lot of people use credit cards. They've actually trained us to use them, you know, to make everything easy nowadays.
Oh my God, do you think they're going crypto?
Yeah.
You'd think they're going to be like, this is our Bitcoin wallet if you want
to. Well, they would have to, right? Or go Venmo or something like that.
They'll find some shady ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is how many people give to this ministry.
Okay.
But it's not the only way.
Okay. The way right now, you cannot.
So in other words, they're fucked right now. They're not making any money because nobody's buying their bullshit because their credit card company, their payment company, their pay processor has said, fuck you, we're not going to do it anymore.
Why don't they try to sell the colloidal silver off in bulk to someone?
They're not selling it at all. They pulled it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
But this is the rest of their bullshit. Nobody's buying 50-gallon tubs of potato soup.
See, that is so fucking stupid, Jim, because, yeah, all your shit tasted bad. It was horrible, but it was powdered food, right? If you add water to it,
well,
eat it.
Sure.
But if you shoved 8 tubs of that colloidal silver up your dick hole, it will not cure the corona.
Your dick will turn blue.
Hopefully.
You could be like Captain Smurf's coming.
Hey, when is that Avatar movie coming out?
I don't know.
Because that
it always
sucks.
Takes a long time.
Yeah,
well, he's shooting all 3 at the same time.
Well, he's not shooting any now.
Well, right.
That sucks, man. I was looking forward to new Avatar. Fuck.
Okay.
But it's not the only way.
Okay. The way right now, you cannot use the credit card. The credit card companies, they all kind of down the line, they're all doing it. So if you could give... For the next,
in other words, he went to other credit card companies, and they're like, "No."
You know who would be great playing this?
Sorry,
William H. Macy could play the shit out of Jim Baker.
Oh, yeah,
you know, just a little Southern. You know, he'd be perfect
doing it. So, if you could give for the next period of time by going to our 800 number,
right?
That's our company that does this for the Christian people.
Absolutely. And they were,
it's 1-888-988.
See, they found some Christian assholes who'll process your...
Who will process...
It sounds like they're laundering your payment through
So they can't do it on the website anymore?
I guess.
So whatever widget they had on the website taking payments, that's no go. But you can do the 800 number.
Absolutely. And they were,
it's 1-888-SOS.
Save our stations. Any donation amount will help us stay on the air, it says at the bottom.
And how is it a ministry? I thought it was a place that sold powdered food.
Well, and he's building condos, right? Weren't they talking about that shit? Is that a rerun of Heritage USA?
I still can't believe that this guy went to jail and he doesn't have anybody there to tell him like, hey, what you're saying about this colloidal silver is really fucked up and you're gonna get in trouble, Dick.
988-1588.
That's right.
I should have you give the numbers. You have them all memorized.
Yes, yes, I do.
And so you can give on it by check.
Right.
That's the only way you can give right now.
And it's very simple. It's check by phone, and they can explain it, you know, to you. Or if you just want to give and write a check, I'm just saying that you can write to us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Just write to Jim and Lori Baker, or write to Jim Baker. Just say, you know, running to Jim Baker at P.O. Box.
Who do you make the check out to?
Yeah.
Running to Jim Baker at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
You could save me some time by writing it straight to Dr. Feelgood.
Yeah. And also Lori.
Who writes my prescriptions.
Yeah. But Lori is so fucked up on pills. She says things oddly. Like the way she said those numbers, there's no fucking human being on the earth that's going to remember that.
Oh, right. And they don't have it on the screen right now.
What?
Right.
Oh, my God.
P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And you can write a check.
But if you ordered something and you don't have it, we were doing so well. And for the last few weeks, they've been taking the money and they put it in their own accounts. We have not received money. They think because somebody told a lie about us.
Right.
So now they're saying, the people might want their money back, so we got to keep all your...
That's what happens,
someone told a lie about us. We have it on tape, you asshole.
I mean, what?
Waving it around saying it cures VD?
I mean, were they using PayPal or something like that? Then those institutions have safeguards when someone they're working with is, say, let's say...
Fraud.
Selling coral silver, selling, it cures AIDS and corona and all this shit. Oh, I still have coronavirus. I want my money back.
Money, and they put it in their own accounts. We have not received money. They think because somebody told a lie about us.
Right.
So now they're saying, the people might want their money back, so we got to keep all your money. And please stand with us. If people come against us, then it's going to be impossible to stay on the air.
You know, does he think it's his right or something to stay on the air to sell bullshit to people? You got to make money, right?
Right, I mean, yeah.
Your model to make money was to scare people into thinking Jeebus Christ is coming so they buy shit for the apocalypse. That's your business model. Now you fucked up your credit card thing by lying about the... See, in the colloidal silver, this is another thing that's a fuck up, Jim. Your shit is for doomsday preppers, right?
Well, yeah.
So what is colloidal silver? That's not your thing. Doomsday preppers,
no, that's
like
a big thing for... Alex Jones sells colloidal silver. Yeah, they all sell it. It's all
aren't
bullshit.
Aren't they generators, the colloidal flashlights, silver, Bibles, powder food?
The colloidal silver bullshit's been going on for a while. The
colloidal silver is off.
Because in the zombie apocalypse, you're going to need to... When you get a cut or something... Or some anal warts, you're going to need to pour some silver over that shit.
Anal warts? It. God, imagine in the zombie apocalypse, somebody gets VD. You're like, God, you had time to fuck? I've been shooting zombies.
So there you go. It's the headline over at Right Wing Watch says, desperate times.
I'm just thinking
Jim
about
Baker.
I'm in the zombie apocalypse. So, like, the zombies are coming. Apply the colloidal silver. Is that how you...
I don't know. That noise too.
Yeah.
Well, it was radio. I was slapping my face like nobody can understand what I'm doing. It was Podcastville, not radio.
We're kind of radio.
But what a dumb fuck.
The podcast is recorded. This is more of like an internet radio show
that
is released as a podcast.
Oh, yeah. But wait. So what is Jim Baker's overhead? Like
studio?
But like
Xanax.
So how many weeks of orders of cash is this company holding?
Well, I don't know. They're worried that people are going to ask for refunds on shit that hasn't been shipped.
Jim.
So they're holding some of the money that came in and they.
This is my prediction. I think what's going to happen is all of a sudden Jim Baker's going to be like, there's a horrible fire at our studio and warehouse. Right. And they're going to get some insurance money. Dude.
Yes.
I mean, do you think is he capable of doing that? That kind of fraud? Absolutely.
Some Christian.
Yeah. Why doesn't he just shut down and kill his show? He doesn't have any money saved.
Right.
Did it all go into Lori's Xanax deal, or?
He's lying.
Oh, he's lying. That's right. God damn, that's a good fucking point. Shit. How could I forget that?
Lying. Richard Burr.
Oh, yes.
You may remember him. He is a North Carolina
right.
senator.
Not so heroic who, figure, right?
Is being looked at, even allegedly,
yes.
by the Trump Justice Department.
Is he white?
For possible insider trading off of briefings that he received early on the COVID, and then he suddenly went and divested himself of his entertainment stocks and reinvested in like places that make masks and shit like that. Golly gee. Meanwhile, he was out telling his constituents, no, don't worry about it. No problem. We got this handled.
Yeah. He's being treated very unfairly.
Now we got another one. Now, they've looked into the sale of a townhouse or a house or something like that. Townhouse in Washington, D.C., which is notoriously expensive.
Yes.
Sold it to a group led by a donor and powerful lobbyist who had business before Burr's committee.
Okay. Well, listen, what are you supposed to do? I'm on a committee. I want to sell this condo. It's not my fault that somebody that has business with my committee wants to buy my condo.
It was sold for tens of thousands above estimates of the property's value.
I'm not going to give this guy a deal just because he has business with my committee.
In fact, this guy's going to pay over what your townhouse is worth.
You know, I've never bought a house. I'm not familiar with the process, you know, but I think what you try to do if you're buying is you try to pay not more, but less. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Townhouse in the Capitol Hill neighborhood for above market price, $900,000.
Damn.
To a team led by lobbyist John Green. The sale was done off market without the home being listed for sale publicly.
Okay. Nothing to see here.
Green is a longtime donor to Burr's political campaigns.
Yeah.
And even co-hosted a fundraiser for him at one point.
Right.
The year of the sale, 2017, because, you know, people are now going back and looking at everything for this fucker.
Yeah.
The year of the sale, Green lobbied on behalf of a stream of clients with business before Burr's committees.
Shit. So what did Burr say? He's like, hey, you know what? Okay, I'll do whatever you want me to do in my committee. I really don't give a fuck. I got this townhouse I'm trying to sell. I'll let you buy it for $40,000 more at its listing.
Well,
what do you think?
It says here, if it was purchased for more than fair market value, it would then be considered a gift.
Oh.
Gifts from lobbyists are banned by Senate ethics rules.
Damn! We still have those?
And those are also required to be publicly disclosed. So he would have had to say, hey, this guy's paying tens of thousands more for my house.
And then someone would say, why?
But neither Burr nor Green disclosed any such gifts.
But, you know, didn't Trump do this with a bunch of Russian fuckers? With his properties.
Money laundering?
Yeah.
It's
just white guy shit. Come on.
He had that guy that bought that house from him for ridiculous amounts of money here in Florida.
Right.
The campaign legal center, former chief counsel of the Office of Congressional Ethics, said, this appears to be extremely problematic.
Oh, shit. What happens to people when they, I don't know, why would you say that? Why don't you say fucked up? This is fucked up.
But they say proving these transactions are above market value is difficult. He compared the scenario to former EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, who rented a Capitol Hill condo for a discounted rate from the wife of a lobbyist seeking to influence the agency's decisions.
But what was the rate, though? The rate, like
$50
in Washington, and I'm sure it was a nice $50 a night or some shit like that.
EPA officials initially defended the rent as market rate, but the case did not result in any sanction or prosecution against Pruitt because Jeff Bosesch wasn't interested in going after Pruitt either.
But wait, can the next guy go after Pruitt, even though it happened in the past? Or probably not.
Probably at this point, no. They're going to have bigger fish to go after,
But Pruitt was real corrupt, dude. I mean, God.
He said, Burr's spokesperson said that the Senate Ethics Committee was notified before the sale and the committee's guidance was followed on all relevant public financial disclosures. But they say here that the Senate Ethics Committee is not exactly known for its aggressive scrutiny of each other.
So the ethics community isn't known for their what? Their ethics. Just like...
Well, but it's the senators checking themselves.
Oh, yeah. They're probably laughing.
The Senate, this guy says the Senate Ethics, this is that former ethics person, says the Senate Ethics Committee is an insider's club. It's members overseeing each other. The committee is more widely known for providing cover to colleagues.
Yeah, so Burr will say something like, hey, Mitch, I just sold this condo at an inflated price to this guy that gives me campaign dollars or something like that. And Mitch McConnell says, oh, okay, that's nothing. Me and Elaine Chao have a deal with the Russians to bring infrastructure to Kentucky. Oh, okay. So they just tell each other their shitty ethics.
Assessors valued the Washington, D.C. Home for more than $100,000 less than Green and his business partner paid for it.
Wow, that is some bad negotiation, right? Jeez. $100,000.
They're saying that even if it was competitive, it would have sold for about $850.
Shit, man. Why didn't it?
And it sold for $900 something. So
did Burr need the money?
It sounds like this lobbyist is saying, well, here, you know, I'll buy your place and an extra.
Oh,
we'll toss in an extra $100,000 or so.
Who's
for your troubles? But wink, wink, wink.
Yeah. But who is Nixon's VP, the guy that...
Agnew?
Agnew. See, they got to do what Agnew did. Agnew just got bags of cash.
Literally.
Well, the way to get inaugurated, he got an envelope.
Yeah. Hence, Rachel Maddow's Bagman.
Bagman. Give me that cash, baby.
Podcast.
Right.
Yeah, Bagman.
And he never had to give up his money either. All that illegal money he got.
Oh, really?
I kept it.
Did he go to jail? I don't remember.
No. Because he negotiated. If I remember the end of the podcast, I was probably asleep listening to it. But
did he throw somebody under the bus?
Yeah, I'm sure. But, oh, yeah, he did. And he threw the country under the bus because they were terrified because they knew they were about to impeach Nixon. And for the good of the country, they're like, we got to get rid of this corrupt-ass vice president. We got to give him an out. So they let him resign and walk on the charges.
AP News?
Yes.
Associated Press?
Right. And I probably got that Agnew shit wrong, so just whatever the fuck. What do you want?
Bernie Sanders in an interview today.
Yes.
Said that it would be irresponsible for his loyalists not to support Joe Biden. Warning, progressives that sit on their hands in the months ahead will simply enable Trump's reelection.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Fuck yes. Okay. Good job, guys. Settled, right? That settled.
When asked if he would probably not run again for president, he said it's probably a fair assumption. He's 78. He said, one can't predict the future, though.
Shit.
He's talking about, he was asked about Breonna Joy Gray. Remember, I thought it was Rihanna. Brianna Joy Gray was the one I talked about yesterday, who was his press secretary.
Yes.
Who she came out and said, I'm not voting for Biden. He's a rapist. You know, you're not all this horrible Bernie bro shit.
Right.
Sanders said she's my former press secretary, not on the payroll.
No shit. Do you think these sexual assault allegations are... Is it like Russian bots and shit like that?
From what I've read about the one accuser, there's a lot of holes in the...
Yes.
It just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, but...
Yeah.
Sanders said his supporters have a simple choice now that Biden is the presumptive nominee. Do we be as active as we can in electing Joe Biden, doing everything we can to move Joe and his campaign in a more progressive direction? Or do we choose to sit it out and allow the most dangerous president in modern American history to get reelected?
Yeah, it's really not a choice, is it? I think about it like this. The sooner we get Trump out of this fucking White House, the sooner we can start saving lives with this COVID shit. I don't know.
He said, I believe that it's irresponsible for anyone to say, well, I disagree with Joe Biden. I disagree with Joe Biden. Therefore, I'm not going to be involved.
That's crazy. He's right.
He says is suspending his campaign, but he still says there's still a couple of primaries left. That you can feel free to vote for him, he says.
Yeah.
Because he'll get more delegates and, you know, may help shape the party platform.
Yeah. You know, Larry David just played Bernie Sanders in Saturday Night Live, did a Skype episode.
He doesn't do an accent. He's him. He just does him.
He was talking to him. He's like, yeah, I'm going to endorse Joe Biden, but it's how I endorse. It's like, you know,
that's funny as shit. If people want to vote for me, we'd appreciate it, he said. There's like 20 primaries left. He said, I think you're going to see a significant movement on the part of the Biden campaign into a more progressive direction on a whole lot of issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, yes. See, that's where it's like, are you a cultist or not?
He said... What would be the sense on why he quit? What would be the sense of staying in, spending a whole lot of money attacking the vice president, giving fodder for Trump? What's the sense of doing that when you can't win? I will do everything I can to help elect Joe. We had a contentious campaign. We disagree on issues, but my job now is to not only rally my supporters, but to do everything I can to bring the party together to see that Trump is not elected president.
Well, I mean, we disagree on issues. Yeah, I mean, think about how Bernie and Trump disagree on issues. Right, God, right. It's insanity.
So there you go. Nobody's going to be able to accuse Bernie of not trying to rein in his bro hands this time.
Well, geez, you're going to have to do more than this, though, dude. I mean, these people are fucking bananas. I see them on my Facebook. Oh, God, they're crazy.
Well, that Brianna person.
Yeah.
Is the one who was trending yesterday because of her horrible tweets.
And I liked Bernie. If Bernie was a nominee, that would be fucking great. I wish it was Elizabeth Warren. That's my pick. You know?
Fidelity Investments, Abigail Johnson, MasterCard, Visa, Chubb, Sequoia, Warren Stevens, great. Charles Schwab, Chuck Schwab, will be here by phone. Food and Beverage, National Restaurant.
He's just, I don't know what he's reading.
Chuck Schwab.
Companies, I guess, that he's.
No, what about Mike Lindell from My Pillow, you fuck? What about your little pillow? He just reads off companies that are donating shit, right? So he has a press conference and he sucks off, you know, oligarchs.
He must have gotten a note that. That his base is not liking the I'm in charge of your states kind of thing.
They don't like that?
He waddled it back a little bit.
That's weird.
The plans to reopen the country are close to being finalized, and we will soon be sharing details and new guidelines with everybody. I will be speaking to all 50 governors very shortly, and I will then be authorizing each individual governor of each individual state to implement a reopening and a very powerful reopening plan.
Powerful. I will authorize, you know, as he says, which he doesn't have the authority to do that.
I got some website that gives me updates, and some said that we're going to be social distancing until 2022.
Well, yeah, maybe.
We don't want to get sick and die in a COVID pile, you fucks. God.
But a lot of good brain power was involved in making a lot of fantastic decisions. I want to thank our vice president for...
Vote blue, fuckers!
We see light. We're starting to see it. More than ever before, we've held our rate, the numbers, everything we've done. We've been very, very strong on it and very powerful on it. We see light. We're starting to see.
Those are the only adjectives he knows.
The man doesn't read. What do you want him to say?
Oh, we got to go. Holy shit,
man.
Could you press that button, please?
He's pilled up.
Passed out dog.
He's fucking pilled up. Dude,
thanks for joining us, everybody. We got to get out of here really quickly. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Yay. And we're always available on your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Check out Ryan, what he's doing on social media at Rated R Comedy on all the social medias where it could they count.
Follow Very Funny. Fuck. Patrick at Vile Experience, Instagram and Twitter, you know.
Bye, everybody. Fuck. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
Scroll Guard is disposable.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.